Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. Casting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, it certainly may. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a listen line that seems to work better than the previous listen line. Let me give you that number. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Well, this... today is Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Welcome, Rick. Yeah? Do we have Rick Miller? Well, I don't hear Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So the question is, where's Rick? And maybe we're trying to reconnect with them. So let me just look over here at the statistics. It looks like I'm connected to the network. The audio meters read fine, so everything's fine on my end. And the phone's not ringing here, calling me back, saying that we've lost the connection. So I believe we're here. So let me tell you what's going on. Here at the farm, we had massive flooding. We were up at daybreak. And that's because there were tornado warnings here in Missouri. Kansas City experienced a tornado last night. And so we hopped in the pickup truck, went down the driveway to, it's a gravel driveway, to the road. It's a dirt road. And the road was washed out. Most of our culvert was washed out. And we managed to get over the culvert into the road and made a left-hand turn. As soon as we made the left-hand turn, we saw that the road was washed out. There was a small amount of the road in the center that was left, but not wide enough for tire tracks. So there was a new ditch carved by the water in the gravel road. And this new ditch is several feet deep on both sides of the road. So we backed up. And we hopped on a motorcycle and a four-wheeler to see how far we have Rick. Yeah. So we hopped on a dirt bike and a four-wheeler to travel down our dirt road. And we found out that the low water bridge, which is nothing more than a concrete pad in a low dip in the road, that the water just runs across, you know, instead of the road going over the water, over a stream, over, yeah.
We're here.
Hey, Rick. Rick, you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'm just talking about the experience we had last night with this massive rain and flooding.
Hey, I'm going to compliment you by saying what I said when I wasn't connected, when you asked me how I was.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, I now know what the expression means when they say I'm feeling like warmed over death.
It really?
108 degrees yesterday here. It's going to be hotter here tomorrow, today. They're predicting 110 here today in Oregon. These are record breakers. We have never had heat like this. Every day is a new record, and it's been this way all week here. You have storms and tornadoes, the weather is being messed with.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you're absolutely right. And I put up a post on our website this morning, and it discusses treason, the definition, well, traitor. And that's what's going on right now. I am so angry, I can't stand it. And let me tell you, you mentioned the temperature. Well, in New Delhi, India, roads are melting. In England, roads are melting. We've seen it here, the blacktop roads. The sun is absorbed by the black macadam roads, and they're becoming squishy, and they are melting. The roads are melting.
My garden is dying, not from lack of water, but because of the heat. Simply can't survive it.
Right. So last night we had this torrential rain here at the farm in the Ozarks. And we were really, really concerned about the animals and so forth. So we wanted to get out as soon as daylight. And actually we got up before that, and we started to venture out the driveway. And, you know, the driveway is about a third of a mile long, and a lot of it's washed out. And to fix our driveway, we're going to need about 18 to 20 tons of crushed rock to fill in where our driveway is washed out. As soon as this broadcast is over, we're going to get our backhoe out, and we're going to do the maintenance on the road so we can get, you know, if we need to get to a paved road, we'll be able to do it. But as soon as you turn left out of our driveway, the road washed away.
Really?
It looks, yeah, the road's gone.
Wow.
Literally, it's gone. It's several feet. There's a ditch several feet on either side of the center part of the road, but the center part of the road is not wide enough to support two tires. A car can't go over.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to your home numerous times. That's unbelievable.
And so our son and I hopped on a dirt bike, and I hopped on a four-wheeler. The four-wheeler could get about a quarter of a mile down the road, and then the water was so high at a dip in the road that I couldn't get over it with a four-wheeler, and our son couldn't get over it with a really tall dirt bike. Now, we have a 1990s model Yamaha RT180 two-cycle dirt bike that we use for purposes like this, getting around the farm, checking on the cows. He could not get through the water on our dirt road because the water level was so high.
So you're essentially marooned.
Well, sort of. So I suggested that he hop on the dirt bike and go right out of the driveway instead of left. So he took between a 15 and a 20 mile detour to get to the other side of our farm. So literally, I'm not exaggerating, it's between 15 and 20 miles that he had to go on the dirt road to come out to the other side of our farm to check and see if the cows still were in the field, because the fence washed away. We have a fence as you look at where our mailbox is, that fence line was dragged across the road. It's barbed wire fence. It was dragged across the road with the fence posts, the steel fence posts, onto our neighbor's side. His is a little lower. Ours is elevated a little more than his. So the water was rushing from our side of the our fields over to his, and it dragged our fence. And here's the interesting thing, and the reason I'm mentioning this, I'm not whining about, you know, all the damage and destruction yet. I'll do that in a minute. But here's what we need to think about. Yeah, I'm really furious because you know, we've got the expense of replacing the fence post, and, you know, all the time. It's going to take us 3 days to fix this. We probably have 4 miles of fence that we have to look. Yeah, but here's the thing. Our fence line, barbed wire fence, was dragged across the road. So anybody who's thinking, you know, I'll just drive across. It can't be very deep. You know, the water's just there. We'll just drive over it. Well, anyone who wanted to drive over that would drive over barbed wire and shred their tires, okay? Literally. The point of all this is, when you drive across the road and there's been, you know, flooding and rain, you don't know what you're driving across. There are logs and boulders and things like that in the road.
Possibly dead animals.
Well, yeah, we're missing one of our chickens. One of our chickens has disappeared. We think we have all of our cows, but we really don't know. The weather, the lightning storm, the torrential rain, the high winds, I don't know how high they were, but maybe 60 miles an hour, 70, 80 miles an hour last night. It was so ferocious that the animals were terrified, literally frightened. And as we get deeper into this abyss, this weather manipulation by these traders, we are going to find that our food supply is going to be damaged. So we're very fortunate. When we bought this farm, we wanted one that was higher up than other farms. Some people would like, you know, the bottom land. The bottom land is the most fertile of the soils because all the silt runs downhill. Well, they have the most fertile land, but they're flooded.
What about that bridge that we go across down, you know, it has that big bottom land? Have you seen what's happened there yet?
I have not today because I can't get out, but I saw it the last time it rained, which was several weeks ago. Several weeks ago. Rick, that entire bottom land was a river. I'm talking about normally that stream is about maybe 20 feet wide. It was easily a half a mile wide.
Wow.
Yeah. So that guy's field that you're talking about, which is in Evergreen, Missouri, that field at the bottom as you go between our farm and Lebanon, now has boulders that were washed onto that bottom land. So now they've, you know, once the...
That's their problem,
They can't mow it now and for hay until they get these big rocks. And we've got to pick them up with backhoes and so forth. So what I'm talking about, Rick, is the weather is really, really violent. It changes very quickly. And so many things can be damaged. Let me give you just a simple example. Let's say a farmer parks his tractor outside. Everything's fine. It's overcast, but, you know, there's no rain in the forecast. And he does not have a cap on the exhaust that goes straight up. So everything's fine, leaves his tractor, comes inside, and then there's a torrential rain. And 4 inches of rain comes down, enters into his exhaust system, he starts his tractor and blows the engine because you can't compress water. Right? Boom. These are the kinds of things that can happen. So let's talk about consumers. So we have this massive flooding. And the rain is piling up on the parking lot of the gas station. And some of that water enters the underground fuel tanks because most gas stations have underground fuel tanks. And you just go into the gas station and you pump some fuel. And along with the fuel comes some water and you get to go about, maybe a mile before your engine shuts down. Now what? A lot of things to think about. Really. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usapreparers.com. That's usapreparers.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparers.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPreparers.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's RichardAllenMiller.com. Physicist, U.S. Navy. Rick, so we're talking about the weather problem. So you were saying 108 degrees.
No, 110. It has actually been 111 recorded here this last week. Oh, and we have a, quote, another heat wave coming in. It's creepy. And my new home has a heat pump, and so that seemingly makes my home a very popular visiting place. Everybody loves it.
You know, Rick, it's interesting you say that. I was thinking last night as I was listening to the storm overnight, I was thinking about power failures and, wow,
in
the city with these masks.
That's going to drive it all. No water, no this, no that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and your so first what would of five shoes I've now identified that are about to fall. And if people want to know what I think we're at the end of the sixth epoch. I think that's it. I think we're here for a ringside seat on how that all plays.
You're talking about the sixth great mass extinction, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're not the only one, Rick. I was talking to Miles.
I can prove it.
Miles, I was talking to Miles, a senior instructor in the European Union. Brilliant guy. Knows a lot about a lot. Has his ear to the ground. Talks to a lot of people at very high levels. He really knows what's going on, and he understands it very well. He said that same thing.
I'm very bright, and I don't know what's going on. What I do know is that it's nothing I've ever read about in recorded history. We're right here at end times. I've got all kinds of people quoting biblical. And in regard to the banks and all the rest of that, my guess is, this is where Edgar Casey's prediction, it will be the bear that saves the earth. And that will be banking, probably. I think Putin will do something. I don't know yet what, because right now we're all in it together. No more competition. And here's the problem I have. Who's doing the geoengineering? Because it's actually slowly killing me right now. Every one of my friends, including me, is sick. And when I say that, I wake up in the middle of the night with cotton mouth. I have never had cotton mouth. I don't snore. Oh, well, I do now. And it isn't the snoring that's dehydrating me. It's that's what's causing me to snore.
Rick, you're talking about cotton mouth, and I don't know anyone who doesn't have it as well. And so
we're thousands. And aluminum.
Yeah, we're thousands of miles apart.
Who's doing this? And I have talked about geoengineering as an expert, and I don't know. Now, how does that secret get covered up and completely keep being covered up, and why?
Rick, I don't know anyone who is drinking less fluid lately than ever before. Literally.
Literally.
We're all drinking more than ever before. We're all more thirsty than ever before. The sky is darker, more cloudy, more overcast than ever before. Longer periods than I've ever seen. And I was talking with our son and his girlfriend about this, and I mentioned that when I was their age back in the 1960s, I could go outside and go out by a pool and lie in the sun for hours and hours and hours, and I would get just tan. I would not get burned. And we used to have commercials for Coppertone. It was this skin tanning oil to enhance your ability to get tanned. Nobody in their right mind would try to get more tan by putting an oil on. Now we're trying to block the sun from giving us a tan, right?
Well, the skin cancer and everything is all up. Yeah.
Yep. And we're bringing on a new instructor. He's a dermatologist, and he's a medical doctor and a surgeon, and we're going to be talking about skincare and what's going on with all these barnacles that people are developing all over their bodies. Rick, this is really serious, no kidding. And so the weather is out of control, and it's all brought to you by your government. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A+ Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, the flooding that we have here in Missouri is like flooding elsewhere. And many people have septic systems and lagoons, and the class of lagoon is kind of like a pond, except raw sewage comes out of your out of your home or business into a pond-like area, and the sunlight disinfects it. And in Missouri, that is the preferred system for disposing of human waste. So what comes out of your dishwasher, your toilets, and your lavatories and so forth, washing machine, would go into a pond. And that pond is fenced off usually. And now sometimes that can overflow. if you have massive flooding, that can overflow and run downhill and cross-connect with well water. How does that happen? Well, there are lots of cracks and leaks in the ground, and water just flows in those cracks and leaks. And water can flow, if there's flooding, water can flow down around the well pipe into the well.
You know, that's what's happening at Hanford, that very scenario. Only it isn't sewage that's getting washed into the Columbia River now. It's actually being monitored. It's nuclear waste. And that's happening here.
You know, Rick,
is sick.
For over 30 years, Mrs. Finelli has been reading the labels on where apples come from, because a lot of apples come from Washington State. And she knows about how the radioactive waste is carried by rabbits.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so, like, if you have rabbits eating plants and the plants are systemically uptaking radioactive waste from the ground and from the water that rains and lets the radioactivity travel outward from the Hanford plant in Washington, you know, the rabbits and the squirrels and so forth will eat these, eat whatever they eat, and then increase the circle in which the radioactivity.
Well, you can tell when a rabbit has done that because his eyes glow. And then he gets these big fangs. And so we have killer rabbits out here, just like Monty Python.
But what I'm talking about is you know, seriously, the rabbit feces, the rabbit eats and then travels outward, and then those feces are used as fertilizer for the next plant.
Do you have jackrabbits in your area?
We have small rabbits.
We have a jackrabbit on my property that is probably 2.5 feet tall.
Wow.
I've never seen a jackrabbit this big.
Yeah.
It's creepy how the animals are looking. I had a coon go down through my property a couple nights ago, a raccoon, and I'm guessing it was a good 75 pounds.
You know, Rick,
I'm
glad you mentioned this.
Yeah.
Because the reason I'm glad you mentioned this is we built this barn. By the way, it's now flooded. There's between 2 and 4 inches of water in the barn.
Oh,
and,
no.
yeah, all of our equipment sitting in water. That never happened before.
Oh, but
yeah. Anyway, there seems to be a couple rats that have taken up residence in this barn. And I thought, you know, I'll just put the cats in there and they can, the cats can take care of these rats.
They ate the cat.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Rick, Mrs. Finelli is saying, no, you don't know how big these rats are. These rats are huge. They're as big as the cats.
That's crazy. It's something is trying to poison off mankind. And
doing a great job.
I don't think it's our government. You said that we can thank our government.
Well, I think, I'll tell you why I say that, Rick. How is it possible? If a person wanted to fly a drone over 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that drone would be shot down. They'd find out who had the remote control, and that guy'd probably be shot as well, you know, for allegedly trying to attack the White House. Okay? I remember being in a private plane, and we were thinking, you know, how are we going to fly around Washington, D.C.? And the last thing I wanted to do is fly through the no-fly zone and get shot down. Well, you know, we have systems tracking all these airplanes. Well, how is it possible that this geoengineering cannot be done with the blessing, the endorsement, the encouragement, and the support of the United States government?
I can answer that. You know, Jimmy Carter did an interview in ARP magazine last week, and he said that transnational corporations control everything, including Congress. And
I believe that.
Everything is about money.
I absolutely believe that, but I don't think that we could be flying airplanes over United States airspace without the blessing of our government. I really believe that.
They're going to use drones now to drop insecticides on your fields. That's what they're doing to us.
See, I think, I really believe that if the drone is flying over my farm, that is, it's certainly not with my permission, and I believe that I would be facing death or serious bodily injury. I don't think anybody's going to fly a drone over our farm for beneficial purposes. And if I see one, I'm likely to shoot it down. I really am.
Well, now your shotgun starts skeet shooting. Whoops, sorry.
Yeah. And I really feel that way. If they're flying over our cows, I can't think of anything good that would come out of a drone flying over our cows or our stream or our house or barn or me on the tractor. I can't think of anything good that would happen as a result of that. I really can't. And since we're talking about that, you know, Governor Jerry Brown signed this bill in California that eliminates religious and personal belief exemptions for vaccines. That's what Governor Jerry Brown did. So now, I also believe that if someone were coming at me with a syringe full of something, I don't know what, I would think that that would be a threat to my life. And I would take appropriate action. I would not stand for someone injecting me with a substance that no one knows who is giving me that substance what that is. Whether, and they would certainly not get my permission to do that. You know, if you look at how well these vaccines are working, more people are dying. We have more autism. We have more cancer. Obviously, it's not working. So I'm not getting one. As a matter of fact, I know a man, and I pleaded with him, a friend of mine. He was in his 80s. He was going to see his cancer doctor. He had cancer and he was doing well. Looked like he was going to go for a couple more years. And he said he was going to meet with his doctor, you know, next day. And I said, Paul, please, they're going to want to give you a flu shot. Please don't take it. He goes, okay, all right, I won't take it. I said, Paul, I'm not kidding. They're really going to pressure you. Don't take this flu shot. It's a killer. Next day, I talked to him. I said, Paul, how's it going? How'd your doctor's visit go? I said, Vincent, you're going to be upset with me. And the doctor said that he didn't want me to get the flu. So I took the flu shot. He was dead in 30 days. He was as sick as could be. He was up. He was mobile. He was doing fine. When he went into the doctor's office, he got a flu shot. And he was dead 30 days later. So I've seen it firsthand. My mom said that she got a flu shot back in the 1970s. She said, and my dad, I don't know what got into them, but the first time and the last time they ever got one, they said they were so sick they thought they were going to die, both of them. Yeah. So why would we allow somebody to inject something into our bodies? I was at the Chinese factory outlet yesterday, and there was a sign in the by their pharmacy there, and it said, you know, get your shingles shot here. Get your flu shot here. So Walmart is in the business of killing us. You know, Rick, we're outnumbered by these marketing campaigns that are luring the uninformed into slow death. I wanted to talk to you about a seminar I did. Actually, I did the same seminar in three places. I did one in Indiana, another one in North Carolina, and another one in Missouri.
Oh, by the way, Matt and I will be in Kansas City with you.
Awesome. I'm all excited. So
I'd let you know.
That is great. Well, and I'll be at that. We're talking about the RK Prepper show.
Actually, we could have been to all of them, and Matt couldn't because of some outside business he was doing. So I passed, otherwise I would have been in Asheville and others. But we're going to both of us do Kansas City with you.
Great. Well, okay. So the next RK Prepper show is in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's July 11 and 12. The one after that is in Lawrenceville, Georgia. That's August 29 and 30. And the one that Rick's talking about is October 3rd and 4th in Kansas City, Missouri. So Rick Miller and Matt Stein and I will be there. And I'll talk to John Moore and see if he's going to come to
James. Storm and Norman was at yours also.
Yeah, yeah. Storm and Norman Cantwell was there and blood all over the floor where he's flipping people over.
Yeah. Yeah, John Moore's going to be. He's been doing them too. I really like John Moore's presentation on end times. I think he's dead on.
Yeah, he is. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick story about this. I don't know if you know, but Expo number one, we had seven of our expos. The Get Prepared Expo, USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo, and we contacted Glenn Beck. And it was $150,000 to get Glenn Beck to show up. Then it was $40,000 for Oliver North, and it was $15,000 for Gerald Celente. And we said, nah, we're not doing that. So John Moore, we brought him in, and he was free. And he has a great message about geoengineering and violent climate change. So he's been speaking at all of our expos and informing people about the violent climate change and what to expect and what to do about it and where it's safe to live. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, you mentioned John Moore, and I'll tell you kind of a funny story. So John Moore and I decided we would drive out to the Raleigh, North Carolina, Arcade Prepper Show event. He was going to speak and I was going to speak. And so we're going to take, my car. We're going to downgrade from his car.
Motorcycle.
Blue light. Well, we could have taken his motorcycle, but he's got this Lincoln that has, strobe lights and blue lights and multiple antennas, and it's black, and it looks pretty intimidating. So we downgraded to my old Mercedes, and so I was going to pick him up because we were heading east, and his place is east of ours. And so he's kind of on the way. And I went to drive out of our driveway, and the road was flooded again. And this was about a couple weeks ago. So the road was flooded and I couldn't get out. And I thought it'd be a couple hours before I'd be able to get out. And I was supposed to be at his place as soon as he got off the air. So I thought, well, I'll just call him. He's on the air. I'll just call him on the air. So I called him when he was live on the air. And I said, hey, John, I'm going to be late. I can't get out of the driveway. So when the flooding stops, I'll just come pick you up. And I think he was kind of surprised that I called him live on the air to tell him I was going to be late. But that's what I did. And so we drove out there, and we had torrential rains for hours. It took, 2 to 3 times longer than we expected to get there because the rain just didn't stop. We were going as slowly as 7 miles an hour and in a 70-mile-an-hour zone on the interstates. And why? Well, because we couldn't see. Now, we could pull over, but if we did, those big tractor trailers that seem to have much better vision than everybody else, they'd run us over. You know, those independent truck drivers seem to be the most dangerous of all trucks on the road. That's my opinion. The independent truck drivers, they seem to be in more of a hurry and take more chances and put more people in harm's way than other drivers on the road. They really do. And I wish they'd knock it off. But that's my opinion on the situation of our roads. And what we found is we found more cheese graters on the interstates than ever before. They're erecting these cheese graters, which are aircraft cable corrals to prevent anyone from turning around. So if you think that you can pull off in the median and find a safe place to go on the interstate, that grassy median, they're disappearing very quickly because these cheese graters are preventing you from turning around. And they say that they are designed to prevent crossover accidents, meaning like someone in the eastbound lane crossing over and hitting somebody in the westbound lane on an interstate, or northbound lane into a southbound lane. However, those 200-foot wide grass medians are great for you to get out of harm's way should you need to turn quickly and avoid a crash. But you can't do that anymore because the federal government has installed these cheese graters. And we did talk to one of our one of the guys at one of the seminars I was doing last weekend, and he said, no, he's with the emergency management people formerly. And he said, no, they're designed as a corral, exactly what we said. So I really have a problem with the traders involved in corralling us, using our money to do it, the poisoning us with cell phone radiation, and the poisoning us with the food, and the poisoning our air with geoengineering. I don't like it. And I think that we need to start arresting these people and trying them for treason. And I think the penalty should be death. What do you think, Rick?
I'd really like to know who's doing it. Our aircraft that's doing the geoengineering comes out of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how this all works.
Yeah, well, I believe you mentioned that people are sicker that you know, and that is the case.
Yeah, everybody, myself.
Yeah, and I've asked people as I travel, I ask people at these seminars, well, you know, are people more healthy or less healthy than they were 5 years ago? And everybody is less healthy than 5 years ago.
I never got sick, and now I'm always, something's wrong with me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay, Rick, on my list, I wanted to talk about electromagnetic radiation. So can we talk about cell phones? And I'll share with you an experience that I had with three seminars where I talked about what I believe the dangers of electromagnetic radiation
are. How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.